What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator. And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the rest of your life of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. Under the dictator, prisons like Abu Ghraib were symbols of death and torture. That same prison became a symbol of disgraceful conduct by a few American troops who dishonored our country and disregarded our values. America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison. You assess your weaknesses, and you build on those, and you strengthen your weaknesses. Remember, this is a war. This isn't a law enforcement adventure. We're at war with these people. We'll continue to enhance protection at our borders and coastlines and airports and bridges and nuclear power plants. When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.